So, you want your own airplane, but the recession says no way. Want to share one? I'm Paul Platt, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. Times are tough right now, and even if you think your financial situation is secure, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to buy an airplane and let it sit much of the time. Shared ownership makes a lot of sense for many flyers. But where do you start? Well, today, ANN Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell asks that question of David Krueger, CEO of the Aircraft Partnership Association.
Well, 2008's been a hell of a year. Let's face it, the financial side of things have not been the easiest on aviation that they could be. But there may be some interesting solutions in the future for those of us who want to know the joys of aircraft ownership, at least in part. We're speaking with David Krueger of the Aircraft Partnership Association. Dave's the CEO of an organization here that we're kind of keeping an eye on here because they may have some solutions that might make a whole hell of a lot of sense going into 2009. David, welcome to Aero News.
Well, welcome. Thanks for having me on, Jim.
David, okay, let's start with the very basics. What is the Aircraft Partnership Association?
Well, the idea behind the Aircraft Partnership Association is driven to a large extent by how airplanes get used in the real world and outside of commercial traffic and for the typical small business flyer and for certainly the pilot who's flying recreationally. The airplane sits on the ground the vast majority of the year. As a matter of fact, per the FAA specs, the most recent stats that we've looked at, folks flying single-engine piston aircraft are flying on average about 67 hours a year, and that pretty much holds true with what we when we talk to pilots. And being a pilot myself, that's about what the average is. It means that aircraft is sitting on the ground a whole lot of the time. When we start looking at the cost of aircraft, it becomes very obvious that with that low hourly rate, and with rates actually, unfortunately, decreasing here in the last couple of years, largely due to fuel prices and other factors, that aircraft is a grossly underutilized and very expensive asset. And you can bring the cost of ownership, cost of acquisition, down a huge amount by co-owning the aircraft, sharing the aircraft in whatever form. That can be a private partnership or an ownership flying club or a fractional or a co-op. But form of co-ownership notwithstanding, if you got other people sharing the airplane and you're using it that few hours, you can bring your cost down a ton if you can do some things that appear to be simple, but in fact are not, first and foremost being simply finding people to co-own the aircraft with.
Yeah, that part would sound a little bit complicated, but overall, the administration of a partnership like this may not be rocket science, but it couldn't be too far off it, could it?
Administration can be tough, and it's actually something that halts a lot of people from going ahead with some type of co-ownership if they got to figure out how to do the administration themselves. That can be relatively complicated depending on the form that the co-ownership takes or the partnership takes. So that administration can be a problem in of itself, but most people never get to that step, honestly, because they never find people to co-own an aircraft with in the first place. What's interesting since we have started up is that we have seen, and this holds true to what we predicted beforehand, running week to week, about 75 to 80% of our members are folks who have never purchased an aircraft before. And the barrier to entry to them is that they simply either can't justify either financially or, pragmatically, owning an expensive asset that they're going to use as few hours a year as the typical pilot uses it on their own, and so they don't buy aircraft, either new or used. About the other 20 to 25% are folks that already have an aircraft, the majority of which have never had a partner or co-owner before, but need to have somebody to share the aircraft with to simply keep on flying. The biggest single barrier to entry is not administration. It's just finding somebody that is compatible. And how do you go about doing that in a post 9/11 world? Go put something up on the bulletin board at the FBO, or hope you meet somebody. And then that's just not happening with nearly enough frequency. So the desire to find people is there, but the how to find them has not been handled up until now, and that's what we're focusing on right now, is simply the matching up of the right person, the right pilot with the right pilot, so that they can co-own an aircraft.
So you're playing aviation matchmaker, are you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the model is very similar to an eHarmony or a Match.com. You know, the dating services, the online dating services, and that you go online, you fill out a detailed profile that covers, you know, obviously what type of aircraft you want or what type of aircraft you have and how you expect it to be flown and maintained and what the financial aspects of it are, what kind of partnership format you're looking at, what your ratings and endorsements and so forth are, what you're looking at from other people, you know, all those things that you need to kind of work through to figure out if somebody is compatible or in the profile that our members fill out. And then they are able to then search for and be found by other members based on their geography and the elements of their profile.
Well, providing you can find a reasonable match and everybody seems to be getting along, how about administering the process? I would imagine year in, year out, the who's responsible for what, who's taking what where, who's got rights to what happens if there is a problem. How can you help in that regard?
Well, we work with industry partners in that regard, and that's the partner matching service is fully up and running right now, and the thing that we're finishing up now and that we'll roll out on the basically New Year's, immediately after New Year's, is working with our industry partners in order to be able to answer those questions. And let me kind of break the industry partners down into some major segments. Obviously, there's people that sell airplanes, either new or used, because 75 to 80% of those folks that want to form a partnership, they find partners, they've got to buy an airplane because they don't currently have one. Then you've got insurance folks, finance folks, people who offer expert tax and legal advice. And the role of the APA is not to to do those services, because there are an abundant number of people who are very good at that. You know, they can answer those kind of questions and lead, you know, a group of potential co-owners through the process and figure out what the best form, you know, of partnership is or co-ownership is for them. What our role is to do is to be able to hook those people up and begin to aggregate knowledge about what is the best way for a particular group of individuals to form themselves to go off and do that. So, we don't do it directly, but what we do is serve up the data and serve up the relationship to the folks that are interested in forming a partnership.
Sounds like an interesting process. We're about or anticipating what could be our big aircraft purchase for something that we need full-time here very shortly. But there's another need beyond that for a more high-performance aircraft for those weather conditions and mission profiles that go beyond what we're going to be getting in our single. How about partnership as a function of a supplemental aircraft? Does that make sense?
Oh, sure. It makes sense. I mean, as a matter of fact, in a little bit of the advertising that we've done, one of the things that we talk to people about is that, you know, a lot of pilots need different aircraft for different missions. And there's no reason why you can't have an aircraft that you own solely and an aircraft that you're in a partnership with for a mission that you fly only on an occasional basis. So if you're, you know... I mean, just look, in very practical terms, if most of your travel is $100 hamburgers, then a, you know, 172 or an LSA is probably going to be just fine for that. But if you also occasionally need to be able to go cross country, then ownership in a high performance complex single makes sense, as well. But do you really want to spend that much money to own something that you use relatively rarely? I mean, obviously you have to fly enough to stay safe and current, but do you really need to own the whole thing for occasional use?
We'll be back in a moment for more with ANN's Jim Campbell and David Krueger of the Aircraft Partnership Association. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Do you feel stimulated? Hey, that's why Congress passed the Economic Stimulus Act of 2008, so loyal Americans like yourself would feel stimulated to help rev up the economy by spending money on important stuff like new Garmin avionics. We're talking potential tax incentives, bonus depreciation up to 50% in first-year cost allowances for qualified business use equipment purchases. See your tax advisor for guidance and your Garmin dealer for one whale of a stimulus package. It's almost like your patriotic duty, huh? Garmin, follow the leader.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design for a number of reasons. Clarity Aloft headsets are known for the superior clarity of sound. They're lightweight but rugged enough to meet military specifications. Best of all, they boast better noise reduction than ANR in the speech frequencies that matter most to you. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Platt. Today, ANN's Jim Campbell is talking to David Krueger, CEO of the Aircraft Partnership Association, about how partners qualified to share ownership of a general aviation aircraft find each other.
What are the elements that you're finding out so far that contribute to a good partnership? How does somebody evaluate themselves as a potential suitor in an aircraft partnership environment?
Aircraft partnerships, successful partnerships, are rarely have anything to do with the aircraft. It's all about the people that are involved. And there's a couple different ways to answer this question. If you have a co-ownership where it's just the folks that are involved in the aircraft that are managing themselves, then personalities become really, really important. If you've got four people in a co-ownership, in some form of partnership, and three of them are very persnickety about how the airplane is maintained, and one of them always leaves, candy wrappers and junk in the aircraft when they get out, well, you're going to have some people that are constantly, kind of tense. So as trivial as that might sound, those type of issues, how the aircraft's going to be used, maintained, if it's an existing aircraft, how funds for new partners are going to be used. We need to add a partner, or I'm going to partner for the first time with somebody because I've got an expensive annual coming out, or I want to upgrade my aircraft. Those kind of issues need to be handled up front, and in fact, they are in our profiling system. If you know, have an idea of what you like or what you want or what you don't like or don't want, the most useful exercise to go through in doing the profile is kind of surfacing that and getting it down in writing for yourself. And then if people will do that on a consistent basis, then they will see what they need to see in their profiles and in other people's profiles. And here's the key thing. They do that prior to actually meeting the person, prior to actually requesting a sit-down conversation. Because when we were researching this, one of the things that when we were looking at bad partnerships that we heard anecdotally frequently was, gosh, I was just so desperate to get into a partnership because that's the only way that I could afford to have an airplane that I owned. I went into partnerships with this person and I really didn't check them out. So again, it's very analogous to dating and marriage. Know yourself and know the person that you're partnering with before you start signing contracts and checks.
I can imagine just more than anything else is just make sure that your expectations are realistic.
Yeah, you do. And again, what we found here, and again, we're a nascent enterprise. We were at the AOP Expo where you and I met, and we had just passed our first 1,000 members, and we're at about 1,500 now, so we're growing fairly rapidly because there is a much larger than is well understood latent demand for this, for co-ownership, to bring the cost of flying down.
What are you finding out? What kind of feedback are you getting right now from the folks who are involved in this?
We go through and we look at the profiles. We've had a bunch of the folks that have emailed us and, will contact us and just have a general conversation. But what we're finding is pretty much what I told you, that there is this hunger for being able to reduce the cost of flying. I mean, that's not news. I think what's news is that the number of people that have contacted us that have said, you know, I've been waiting for somebody to do something like this for years. I mean, we talked to people who've been hunting for partners for 3 or 4 years, and it went with no success, and they've run ads in the various different, you know, print and online sales publications. They posted bulletins, you know, posted notices down at the FBO bulletin board, and they simply don't meet enough people. And what's obvious after the fact is that as tough as it's always been to find good partners, it got a lot tougher after 9/11. The airport that I go out and fly out of here, the local airport, prior to 9/11, didn't have a fence around it. Now it's got an 8-foot-tall fence with concertina wire around the entire property. You can no longer just drive out through the hangars and see who's hanging out and get out and introduce yourself. You know, so the ability to meet people, even at, you know, on an airport setting, has gotten much more difficult. Now, in my particular area, I've got 4 or 5 different airports that I could base an aircraft out of. Even if I could get to them, how do I do it? Do I just drive around to each airport every weekend and hope I meet somebody who happens to be looking for a partner, who happens to be a like-minded pilot, who happens to have an aircraft or be interested in the same airplane that I am? When partnerships have happened in the past, they tend to be happy accidents, not any kind of guided or planned process. And so what people seem to be longing for, per the commentary that we get, is exactly what we're doing, a guided step-by-step, methodical, logical process for going out and finding partners, forming a partnership, and then administering it.
Well, finally, David, for those who are looking at this as a possible avenue to ownership or more important partnership, how do they follow through with you?
Oh, it's very simple. First of all, the finding your partners for individuals is free. They go out to our website. It's www.theapa.com. That's www.tangohotelechoalphapapaalpha.com. And simply register, and they fill out the detailed profile that we're talking about. And upon completion for doing the profile, they can then go out and search for like-minded members in their, you know, whatever area that they designate. There's obviously you want to partner with people that are local, so there is a search capability that is geographically localizable, and then and of course the other criteria that we talked about.
Doesn't sound too hard to me.
No, it's a simple process. It typically takes about a half an hour for somebody to put together a well thought through profile. And I'll say right up front for folks that want to go out there and do that is the most effective thing that you can do to find partners is to be very thorough in your profile, because one of the other common feedbacks that we get is, I look out there and there's somebody that's interested and they're in my area, but I don't know exactly what they're interested in, and I'm a little bit hesitant to contact them. So we kind of bang this drum with our members. Be thorough in filling out your profile. Do treat it like a dating service.
I still love the analogy of a dating service.
It is a very similar analogy. Yeah. Well, similar analogy. That's kind of that's a phrase from the Department of Redundancy Department, I guess.
Well, there you go. Well, David, I'll tell you what. I'm actually going to go take a look at the process myself here, especially from a standpoint of known icing twin and so forth that we're looking at for future endeavors for hard weather and bigger payloads and so forth, and may even take a look and see if that solves our problem down the line.
Oh, yeah, we'd be glad for you to do it and tell people what you want and see who shows up. It's going to take a few minutes of your time and not cost you any money, and you may get a much lower-cost aircraft that meets your mission requirements than you would be able to do otherwise.
Sounds like a plan. We've been speaking with David Krueger, CEO of the Aircraft Partnership Association. If you can't quite tote the bill for the whole thing, maybe it's time to look at a partnership. Thanks so much, David.
All right. Bye-bye, Jim.
You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.